Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts. Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. You're on the Sweet and Salty Roundabout. Get on board or stay on board.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. No one scooped today. She's gone home.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame.
She's been fired.
Yeah, well, you know, that thing about not liking lollies really set it back in the Junkies, with Junkies management, whoever they are.
Yeah, Sarge.
The Sarge. Sarge did not like it. I'm patting Sarge at the moment. Come on, Sarge. I should mention I'm in Adelaide today, but it's going to be really hot. It's
yeah.
And I'm tomorrow, but, you know, so don't
just
bring chocolate.
Go anyway. Just
well,
come on down.
According to Lima, who's from South Australia, said, oh, no, yeah, you know, Adelaide people are used to heat, but it's going to be 39 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's hot.
Hot. It is. It's a bit when it's hot in Adelaide. It's a bit like you open your front door and you walk out into an oven.
Yes,
it's just
dry
like hot
heat.
Air. I do like that. It doesn't ruin my hair.
Oh, you're not like humidity. Even my hair frizzles in Cairns and places like that.
In Sydney,
it's the boy. But anyway, I'm on today at 5 PM, and I was telling you we're recording this on the Thursday.
Yeah,
my sales have just stopped, like hit a brick wall because of the heat. I believe. I don't know. I may have watched me search. Anyway.
So I haven't asked you for a while. What have you been eating, Dave?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I'm still
stuck on corn chips.
Please don't say cheese twisties again.
I've had some cheese twisties, yeah.
CCs? You're still eating CCs?
Oh, I love CCs. Bloody love them. But I was in, I did a gig in Bandstyle last
Friday. I've been there, Bandstyle.
Yeah. Oh, you probably did the wedge or something.
Yeah, the wedge.
I was doing a bloke's lunch for prostate cancer, you know. Anyway, and then I had to go to Sale that night, so I had a bit of time to kill.
On Sale too?
Are you? Oh, they love you in Sale. You're two nights there. The guy told me. I was doing a bar. Anyway, whatever. There's a great lolly shop in Sale.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, great lolly shop. And I bought some, you know, the classics that I like, bananas, red
frogs. Chocolate caramels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got like big red frogs?
Yeah, they had red frogs, Eskimos, or what are they called now? Explorers, which
Explorers.
Are like bananas. Oh, man. I just had a pack of them in the car, actually.
Oh, just to warm
on
up
the way
on the
here.
Way.
On the way
That's
here.
Smart, Dave.
And then I had a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Oh, so good.
Wow.
Had what? So much time.
In the car?
No, in Sale, just walking the streets like a homeless person.
Nice.
But no, what have you been eating? I'm trying to think. I have been on road trips and interstate, so I have been eating, but I really do fall back on corn chips.
Yeah.
You know, peanut and M&Ms.
Okay, well, I've got some new ones. I should have got them for today, but I have them for in a couple of weeks for another episode. Popping Corners. Have you seen those?
No, I've not seen those.
Okay. Sweet and salty popping corners.
Yum.
And then also cheese popping corners. But I reckon the sweet and salty ones are the best. They're kind of like a big corn chip shaped piece of popcorn.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good. Anyway, I really like them. But also the chips that I haven't been able to stop buying, which is really weird. Proper Crisps, you know that brand?
Yeah, I've seen Proper Crisps.
Okay,
yeah,
Proper Crisps. I've just got into their whole range. I've always liked some of them.
They've got pepper, haven't they? Also,
they've got the pepper one, which I used to really like. But I just recently tried the rosemary and thyme, which sounds so boring.
Oh,
I can't get enough of them.
Herb and herb.
Herb and herb. I can't stop eating them.
Herb square.
Oh, they're delicious.
You know, Dave, what were great that we had last time, which I kept eating at home, were those light and tangy, low sodium chips.
Oh, again, another reason why Skip was fired. I don't like light and tangy.
Oh, that's right. She didn't like light and tangy. What's that flavour I don't like, she said. Oh, God.
But yeah, proper crisps, rosemary and thyme flavour.
Yum.
And then because they were so good, I thought, okay, I might just try the plain ones as well. Maybe their plain chips are really good. Their plain chips, second to none.
Really good?
They're a very good chip.
I've got to get some proper crisps. I've seen them.
They're not always big chips. Like, they even tell you what sort of potato they made them out of on the back. Like, and then they also tell you the person that made them. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, those? Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes the chips are a bit small because obviously they only got small potatoes.
Mm.
The chippage, Dave, delicious.
Okay.
Delicious. I mean, they were going to do a paid advertisement in our show, but now why would they bother because I just gave them a free one.
Just did it for free.
Yeah, sorry. That's all right. Sorry, Courtney. I kind of wrecked it.
It's okay.
But anyway, now you know you can trust us. You can trust our plugs.
Oh, yeah, we got sent a box of them. I got some of them.
Oh, I didn't, Dave.
Did you get them? Or?
No, I did not, Dave. The only thing I've ever got that I kept were the red frogs, so I'll never feel bad about that.
Yeah, they're good.
But I didn't hand those over.
It annoys me you can't get – oh, I had a – they brought back some of the little packets in 7-Elevens. I don't know if there's surplus in the warehouse.
Yeah, those mini ones.
Yeah, the little – like
little packet and you get seven. Yeah. Seven, Dave, I've counted.
Oh, there's seven?
Seven. Seven red frogs in there.
That was eight. Okay. Yeah, right. I've got to be wary, though, because, you know, I lost a tooth eating a – what was it? I lost a crown eating a chew, like a.
Ooh.
And then I lost it. I went and got all the, you know, shaved down, blah, blah. They put a temporary crown on, lost it again.
Oh, Dave, you've got to stop eating on that
juicy
side.
Juicy fruit.
What are you doing?
I'm an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, keep an eye on me, Sarge, tonight. Right side. Eat on your right side, not on your left side, because I've got my second temporary crown in there. Yeah, it's not cheap.
Now, speaking of chews, just a call out to the listeners, has anyone seen Starburst chews? Because we said we were going to do them, and then I've not been able to find them in the shops.
I've been to four or five different shops, supermarkets, I went to Woolies, IGAs.
I found Natural Lolly Company chews.
Yeah, they're good.
Which are similar.
Yeah. But we want to get the Starburst if they're still around.
Starburst were like the original.
They were great. They were really small. Good.
Yeah, small and kind of tart. Tart.
Now, let us know, but our feature egg this week is Easter eggs.
Yeah, we're going to get in time instead of doing it on an episode where it comes out afterwards. We go, sorry, everybody.
Yeah. Now, I saw these in the supermarket, and the Allens are making an incredible popping candy Easter egg. Extra thick egg, which appeals to me. I like something a thick chocolate.
Now, it's weird to me. I could be wrong about this, but it seems weird that Allens is getting into the Easter egg.
It is weird. Range. They're not.
They've not traditionally done Easter eggs, have they? It's been red tulip. It's been your.
They've got like the party
Cadbury's.
They've got party mix.
Party mix Easter egg.
Yeah, yeah. It's just got a little plastic bag,
right?
Of lollies. I've been still eating party mix too, actually.
So what? You open up your egg and it's got a plastic bag in there.
I think the plastic bag's outside the egg. I don't think it's inside.
That's not fun.
I know. You need it inside it. Come on, guys.
Got to be inside. You've got to smash it and then lollies go everywhere.
Now, you're a fan of popping candy and chocolate.
I bloody love popping candy.
Marvelous
it's
creations.
The gift that keeps on giving, yes.
I love. That's what I've been eating too. That's often when I go on the beach, I get a block of Marvelous Creation.
Oh, delicious.
Just have it in the fridge. And because the squares are all weird, get quite a big serving. I'm only having three bits, Sarge. Okay, I've done some lame research.
On popping candy?
This is amazing. Invented by William A. Mitchell. He invented Pop Rocks, which was the first popping candy, apparently. Remember Pop Rocks?
I do. Loved them.
He also invented Tang.
Wow, so he's really good for kids.
Cool Whip.
Responsible for probably the fact that your teeth are falling out,
yes.
Dave.
Cool Whip and powdered egg whites.
Now, hang on. What's Cool Whip? I've heard of it.
Cool Whip's... Yeah, that's an American
thing.
Is it
like a marshmallow fluff thing that you put on?
I think it is. Let's have a look.
That you put on your...
It's an American brand of whipped topping manufactured by Kraft Heinz as a topping for desserts. Yeah, it is. Pumpkin pie with a dollop of Cool Whip. Yeah, it's like
it's kind of like a weird cream thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy. Delicious. Probably comes in one of those cans. You know when they spray cream into your mouth? It's probably one of those.
We made Mitchell. So wow, he's still... Oh, he died 92, 2004. There we go. He was a researcher. His first major success came with a tapioca substitute he helped develop during World War II.
Wow. Billy Mitchell was like the original lab guy.
Yeah.
That's what we should call everyone in the lab. Hey, you've been a bit of a Billy Mitchell there.
Because of this tapioca, it would quickly be known as Mitchell Mud.
Oh, gee.
Within the infantry of the US Army.
Wow.
He invented a powdered, fruit-flavored, vitamin-enhanced drink mix that became known as Tang for NASA. NASA used Tang in the 1962 space program.
Oh, I think that's a lie. Didn't they disprove that, that the astronauts were using Tang?
Yeah.
Didn't that turn out to be a big lie?
He received 70 patents in total during his career.
Wow, he's a pretty busy guy.
His daughter, Cheryl Mitchell, also became a food scientist. Should we see what Cheryl's doing? She's got her own Wikipedia page.
It's kind of like they're responsible for all these terrible ultra-processed foods that people aren't supposed to eat. That's their legacy. They invented food that isn't food.
Well, Sarah helped invent rice milk.
She's gone completely the other way then.
She's gone into the health area. Yes, she's bought a research facility in California and spent 5 years working for herself and developing a process for creating plant-based milk.
Oh, see, she's trying to undo the work that her dad has done.
You might
be too late, Sarah.
Yeah.
I think your dad got in ahead of you and everyone's addicted now.
She's the queen of plant-based milks.
Oh, well. She's my hero then.
Yeah, you love her.
I love plant-based milk. Oh,
bit of oat juice. Why not? All right. That's amazing. The Mitchell family.
Okay, so we're going to try the popping candy egg.
And we've also got a Smarties egg. So let's unwrap them, huh?
Now, Smarties egg, different, of course, to the traditional Smarties egg that you and I probably got growing up, which was the Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, I love Humpty Dumpties.
But he was full of beanies, remember?
Beanies. Absolutely, beanies.
Okay, I'll open the Smarties incredible egg.
I'm going to try the popping candy.
These look like they're the same. I don't understand who's making these.
Nestle.
No, but this is Allen's.
Yeah, Allen's is owned by Nestle.
Oh, okay. Because Smarties and popping egg are in the same.
Eat on your right side, you idiot. Popping candy's going to take my temporary crown off.
Oh, it's a very smooth egg. Look, isn't that weird? You know how usually they're...
Yeah.
You know how Easter eggs usually have a pattern on them?
Can you hold it up? Do you want to be in the photo?
I can't hear any Smarties.
No, I think the Smarties are in the...
Oh, these people don't know what they're doing, Dave. What do you mean the Smarties are in the chocolate?
Yeah.
Well, film this. Not interested. I want to be able to punch it and come out.
Yep, have some of that one.
All right, I'll try this one.
All right, let's break that one.
I mean, why would you bother getting a Smarties egg if there's no Smarties in it?
I know.
Just buy Humpty Dumpty. I do like popping candy, though. What else is in it? Well, it's got popping candy and Allen's lollies.
What? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a lolly?
Mm-hmm. It's got Allen's jellies and popping candy in it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where's that jelly?
Those big lumps.
Jellies. Okay.
Man. I don't know if people can hear it. I'm going to hold my mouth really close to the microphone to see if you can hear the popping.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
No. I sort of heard it at the start.
I'm trying again.
You can hear that. That's what radio was invented for.
Okay, so I'm going to give the popping candy egg. That's worth getting because you have to have popping candy within the chocolate, so I understand that. But the Smarties egg, two thumbs down and a big boo and get Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, Humpty Dumpty. And Humpty
where
Dumpty.
The beanies will spill out.
And it's good chocolate.
And bring you joy. And you can shake it and go, there's beanies inside.
Do you reckon I could give one of those to the kids for Easter?
Yeah, sure.
A few holes missing.
Stick that. Just tell them it's broken. Oh, it just broke.
I don't know what happened, guys.
Well, that was delicious. Okay, I'm going to say to everybody, get yourself a popping candy egg.
You like
because that's
one.
A party in my mouth.
That is good. Mm. And the tubes aren't too bad either.
No, I like them. I like them a lot.
All right, there we go. I'll put the photo on Facebook. It's in a red packet.
It's good, though. Look, it's come in cardboard, so there's no plastic. You know how usually Easter eggs are all covered in plastic? So I'll give them points for that.
Yeah.
Whoever's bringing these out, Nestle.
Holo milk chocolate egg with Smarties and Rice Crisps in the
shell. Oh, no, Dave, we just had a serving. 1/10 of an egg is a serving.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Sure.
Yeah, tell that to kids on Easter.
Who takes 10 days to eat their Easter egg?
There's always one kid. All right, we'll be back with blind tests. and Tess both actually bought in a 7-Eleven. Very, they're quite, accessible. The first is from the Rebel Moon series. Remember we did the ones from the Rebel Moon Netflix show? I've got Veld Farmhouse cheese bread. Just made me laugh. Cheese bread. That's the flavour. And then Doritos. Chaos Cajun chicken. It's chaos, man. It's Cajun. I don't think we've ever had Cajun chicken. So let's get Kitty in. All right.
Okay, come back. Come in, Kitty. Kitty. Kitty Flanagan. You're required in the lab. The studio. Come back into the studio. Studio. This is the dining room, really, isn't it?
Ooh, corn chips. How exciting.
Okay, well, I think that's our entree. That's more an entree thing, okay, and that's entree? Your main meal.
Okay, right. This looks like a pretty regular kind of, looks like a Smith's crinkle cup.
That is.
Oh, see, I even know my ridges. Okay.
This is a. What do you reckon?
Getting
what's
anything.
What's that flavour?
Not getting anything.
Yeah, there's a flavour.
It's like potato.
Yeah, but there's something on top of that.
Might need to lick it. Hang on.
Yeah, lick it.
It's a bit salty.
Yeah. Nothing
bit
at all.
Of cheese.
Oh, well done.
A little bit.
Yeah,
not
no,
much.
Cheese is in the title. Okay. It's cheese something, but you'll never get it because it's so weird. Mm. I'll give you a clue. It's from the Netflix series.
Oh, not Mother Earth or whatever that dumb show is. What's the show called?
Rebel Moon.
Why is Rebel Moon eating chips?
Yeah, I bet you they're not actually in the show. You don't see, like, you know, Chewbacca having a pack of chips. They're not eating chips. Okay,
it tastes a bit like...
There's one other thing in there. Mm. It's an entree, but I've never... Yeah, you can get this in restaurants, absolutely. It comes in a variety...
Cheese entree.
It's cheese on something that you can get, which you regularly get as an entree.
Pizza?
Very close.
Cheese pizza?
No, cheese. What's pizza made of?
Dough?
Yes.
Cheese dough.
Cheese bread.
Cheese bread.
Cheese bread.
Oh.
You can't taste any bread in there. There's just a vague cheese flavour.
You can barely taste cheese in there. I was just really stabbing at something.
Not bad, though. They're not bad.
Yeah, they're all right because they just taste like a salty chip.
Yeah. And they're Smith's, so it's always good.
What does it say, though? It says something farmhouse.
Yeah. I think in the show, it's based in like sort of... A delicacy perfected by the farmers of Veld. Their rustic cheese bread has become a symbol and celebration of the moon's precious resources. The exact recipe has remained a well-guarded secret passed on between generations of farmers until now.
Well,
you can see the recipe.
Here's what I'm going to say to you.
I can just tell you the
recipe. Whoever is the Billy Mitchell at the Smith's Lab should be fired because he's clearly off his face. Who thinks that that's a good promotion for chips?
I know. Or for Rebel Moon.
Someone's been paid money. Someone's taking a handout.
All right, let's try the other one.
Okay. Oh, good.
This is main course.
Corn chip. Oh, it's a strong smell.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
You don't like it? It tastes like meat.
Yeah, it's a meat.
God, is it some kind of... It's sort of a bit like a sausage. It's got that sausagey meat.
Yeah, but it's not a sausage.
Sausage.
But I know what you
sausage
mean.
Sausage flavoured CCs.
Oh, God, I know what you mean.
Doritos or CCs?
Doritos.
Very strong. A lot of flavouring on them. It's spicy.
Yeah.
So
it's from a certain part.
Spicy sausage.
No, not sausage.
Spicy.
It's a meat, but it's not sausage. But I can see what you mean because it does taste like sausage. But that's because of all the spices and herbs they put on this meat.
Is it like, McGiz, that's a sausage as well. Oh, so there's spices in it. So there's chilli. It's probably cumin.
Yep.
Mm.
Paprika, cayenne pepper. Where do you reckon in the world it's from?
Garlic. There's definitely garlic in there.
Yeah, there's garlic. Where do you reckon in the world? It's from a very specific area of a country. I've actually been there and I've had this food.
A specific area of a country?
Yeah, it's actually from like a... I don't know if you've been there. I don't know. It's a great place.
I don't mind them. They're a very strong taste.
Yeah, they're great. I don't mind them.
But they've got quite a bit of burn.
Yeah.
So it's something chili-ish.
It is chili-ish.
But I don't think they're Asian. It doesn't taste like an Asian flavour.
No, are good. They're not Asian.
Okay, I'm going to rule out Asia.
They're not Asian.
Who else does spicy food?
Hello, Sarge. Sarge is into it.
Would it be maybe not Middle Eastern?
No.
Who else does spice?
Yeah.
Oh, is it some sort of Indian? Like no. It's not a curry?
No, Asian out. Asia's India out. All of Asia's subcontinent. Middle East is out. Move around the globe.
It's not going to be Africa.
No, it's not Africa. Move around the globe. I think you've been to this country.
Europe?
No.
God, I'm not very good at geography. What's left?
What's left?
What are the continents? Antarctica? What have I missed?
No, the big one.
Big one. America?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it's America. It's a kind of meat.
Yeah.
With spices.
From a specific section of America, which is have spicy kind of stuff going on.
Oh, okay. Is it kind of Mexican?
It's above Mexico. It's not Mexican.
Because it does taste Mexican now that I think of it.
Would have had an influence.
All right. California?
No. No, no. But...
Texas.
It's southern.
Southern.
Yeah, it's southern. Absolutely.
Wow.
And think of the big southern cities.
Is the meat beef?
No.
Oh, okay. Is it chicken?
Yes.
Okay, so it's chicken. Well, southern fried chicken isn't very hot.
It's not southern fried chicken. It's another type of chicken that you can get, but it's also a whole type of
chicken
cuisine in
gumbo.
Very close. Very close.
New Orleans.
It's from New Orleans. New Orleans.
Gee. Succotash.
No, what's the other? Who settled New Orleans? Who are they?
The Creoles.
But there was the other ones that had their own food too.
French.
Yes. What's their food called?
A
bit hillbilly, a bit French. get in that boat there, boy. That kind of.
Jesus, Daddy.
That's a white New Orleans person.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I have to give up. I don't know.
It's a type of
chicken.
Yeah, but it's a type of a cuisine in New Orleans, and it's French. It's from the French.
Yeah, jumbo. No.
Yeah, similar.
Jambalaya.
Okay.
I don't know. Tell me.
Cajun.
Oh, Cajun chicken.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It tasted more like a kebab to me.
Yeah. But I remember going to a Cajun restaurant in New Orleans and...
It tastes like a very burny kind of...
It is spicy.
Yeah, so kebabs aren't usually that burny.
You know what? Just
well,
so
not
you,
really.
No,
but I said sausage.
That's a hard one. Right? That is a really hard one. But also,
that's a find. Where did you get those?
Just in the 7-Eleven. We've done. That's the ones that bought out the kebab one, the crazy kebab.
Yeah, see, I
that's
think
chaos.
I don't
Cajun
think they're
chicken.
Much different to the kebab ones. No. They must be using the same flavor.
Fat.
Oh, well done, Dave.
It's got a crocodile. That's a real southern. Get a crocodile.
Oh no, that'd be an alligator.
Sorry, alligator. You're right.
Wouldn't it? A Florida gator.
Yeah. I don't
Okay. All right. Now I've got lots to choose from, so just hit the pause button there. Okay. So I've got a couple here. One that I found. Did I? No. Someone might have sent this one. I'll have to check my notes. Roasted garlic oyster flavor. No, I think I did find this one. Roasted garlic oyster flavor. It's a Lay's chip. Got it in an Asian supermarket. So that's going to be our first course. Good luck getting that roasted garlic oyster. And then this one was definitely sent to us by a listener. This is fantastic. I'm going to do a dessert chip. This one is melon-flavored chips, and it looks like a rock melon on the picture. And these were sent to us from Cooter and Cat in Briar Hill, Victoria. So thank you very much, Cooter and Cat. They found these also in an Asian grocery store. They've said, I don't think you'll like them, but we hope you enjoy them. And they hope to see some more from Penny One Scoop and Sarge. Well, plenty from Sarge, but obviously One Scoop's been fired. Okay, I'll get Dave back. Dave, you can come back. Okay, now we're doing two courses. We're doing main course and then I've got a dessert chip for you as well. Well, it actually turns out they're not chips. They're kind of like Cheetos or little mini puffs. Oh, Sarge on your chair.
Just show Kitty a photo of Sarge sitting on my chair. All
right, Sarge. He's really made himself comfortable.
I'll take the other chair.
No, just move him.
Sorry, I can sit on this mid-century piece of art you've got.
It's not really comfortable. It's not very comfortable.
No, that's all right though. That's good. Oh! So what's first? Sorry,
this
I was distracted
first.
By Sarge.
This is a chip.
Oh, God. So strong.
Yeah.
Like a
oh, good God almighty.
Vegemite Marmite, some really strong yeasty thing. Oh, garlic. Yeah.
Bang, one of the things in the title. Well done, Dave.
Oh, yeah, really garlicky.
Just from smelling. Oh my! Oh, I can't eat it. Oh, I can't eat it. It's disgusting. One lick. Oh man.
Garlic prawn?
You are so close, Dave. I'm so impressed. It's not garlic prawn.
Oh, I had a prawn tonight.
But you are so in the realm.
No, it's garlic oyster.
Oh my! What?
Yeah, we can taste the oyster.
Are you joking?
No, I can taste it.
Oh my god!
I'm a seafood connoisseur.
Wow.
Oh, wow, roasted garlic oyster flavour.
I cannot believe you got that. I even said, good luck getting this.
All right.
Didn't even, that was your first guess.
I eat oysters, but I don't really, I'm not I a huge oyster. Oysters. I know, of course you don't. We know that. Seafood
but
is yuck.
No, but I did, seafood is yuck.
To quote the kid
I do remember I went to a really fancy restaurant. Someone took me to this fancy place.
Oh, you can taste the oyster now. Ugh. Oof, it's reverberating.
Yuck. Just one lick made me sick. That's a good song. Just one lick.
Just one lick made me sick. Get one scoop on the phone. Write it up.
But yeah, I was taken to this restaurant. It was really fancy. It's like this really old restaurant in the UK in London.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, because we were kind of there like being great and just doing what you do and having the Chateau Briand, you know, for two people where you share that big piece of meat. And then we also had oysters. And I'd never had them, but I thought, oh, look, I'll just be a joiner. Anyway, I nearly threw up. In that restaurant, I was just like biting them and swallowing them, and then they were really big. And then by about the fourth one, I just bit it and just went, "Oh God, it won't go down." I think they're all going to come up. I think they're all going to come up in the restaurant.
Oh.
Man, so I've never been able to eat an oyster since. Okay, well, well done. That was a lot quicker than I thought, which is why I filled in with a story there. Here's your dessert.
And these are like a little puff.
I think these might be Japanese. Oh, they're funny. Oh, it's definitely the right taste, though. That's definitely it. It's a very fake version of the flavour, but it's definitely the flavour.
It's like a wafer, like vanilla, sort of wafery.
No, but it is sweet.
Strawberry. No.
No, but it's a fruit.
Hmm.
They've got a bit more flavour than those daggy blueberry puffs we did.
They were bad.
Oh. Can you smell it? Maybe it's there in the smell. You'll know the flavour as soon as I tell it to you. You go, oh, yeah, that's what it is. And this is like the artificial
banana
version.
No, it's
like
not
it doesn't taste like a real one.
Yeah, it's not like banana, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, not watermelon.
Oh, I'll give it to you.
Is it some sort of melon?
It's rock melon.
Yeah, it's a melon. Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey, what a great packet.
I know.
Funky.
I think they're Japanese because oishi is delicious in Japan.
Yeah, you can taste the melon.
Yeah.
Rock
weird,
melon.
Isn't it?
Had some rock melon the other day. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, rock melon's quite nice if you can get a good one.
Yeah, you get a good one. Got it from the market. Oh, wow. They are two excellent ones.
Yeah, I can't believe you got them both pretty quickly.
I was giving myself a pep talk out there. I was running through flavors. I was going garlic, onion, mushroom. Come on. What meats are there? Beef,
what are
pork,
the umami flavors?
Chicken. All right. Well, that was great. And I think... We've done quite a bit, so maybe we should end up with a sweet, sweet memory jogger. What do you
No, I think we're going to end with a new segment.
Oh, okay, you want to do this?
Yeah, called We'll Be the Judge of That.
Yes, because what's happened is that on Facebook someone said iced latte flavoured twirl is excellent and just get some. And what do we say to that?
We'll be the judge of that. So we've got a twirl iced latte. I am pretty confident, though, whoever said to just get one.
Yeah, I don't like coffee though. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I don't mind the flavour.
That's right. That's what we're going to judge, Dave.
But you know, we're always at restaurants, and Kieran's like, "Do you want some tiramisu?" I'm like, "No."
Oh, you don't even like tiramisu?
Coffee.
You know that's One Scoop's favourite dessert. She says no to everything, and then goes, "Oh, is there tiramisu? Yeah, I'll have some."
Well, she should hang out with Kieran. They should hang out together. I think Kieran's a huge fan of all these either. So
how come Kieran keeps asking if you want tiramisu when she knows you don't like coffee? No,
she's convinced that because I've started liking football, swimming in the ocean, that coffee is next.
You're swimming in the ocean now, Dave.
Yeah, I love swimming.
When you go down to Lawn.
Yeah, the beach.
The proper ocean.
Yeah, not the bay with Brooksy like you do.
All right.
You know, which is fine. I would do that. Don't worry. If I lived near the bay, I would be like you. I'd be in there.
Sorry, I'm being Dave. I've gone early.
Yeah. And what are they like? If you like coffee, sure. Well, yeah, you're the expert.
I like coffee, but I don't love it. I'd rather get the peppermint one. The peppermint twirl is delicious. And the strawberry twirl's good too.
If you like coffee, you'll like that. We'll be the judge on this.
Well, that's not true because I like coffee.
Okay. Are we saying...
It's okay.
Case dismissed. Get out of our courtroom.
Case dismissed.
Case dismissed.
It's okay. I wouldn't say just get some. I'd say maybe try it.
Well, do you want to do another We'll Be the Judge?
Yep. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty judgy.
Martina has sent us a whole sack of stuff. She's from Germany. She's in Australia for a wedding. She lived here for a while. Currently in hot Melbourne for my friend's wedding.
She's in hot Melbourne.
Yeah, well, and she says she's... Oh, we'll go through some of the other stuff in another episode, but these are... She loves these and said they are great.
Oh, they look like sour squirms.
They're Haribo poms, and these are the sour version. Love them. Well, you know what we say to that?
We'll be the judge of that. What colour have you got?
Lemon. Oh, they're good.
Oh.
They're a good Haribo. They're a good Haribo, because as we know on here, we say Haribo.
Well, Haribo's a bit bouncy. You can't get your teeth through it. That's a nice, firm chew.
You know what, Martina? You are spot on.
Yep. I'll be the judge of that, and I say, yes, please, Haribo pomme serveuse.
Yeah, that's getting
What does the name mean?
The opposite to a sentence, that's getting a...
Oh, that means sour apples.
Oh, they're good.
Is pomme an apple?
Yeah, pomme's an apple.
What?
So it's got grapefruit, citron, I tell you, that's lemon, orange, ananas, which is...
That's pineapple.
Oh, pineapple.
Yeah, that's what throws you. Ananas.
And what's pufish?
Pufish? That's probably peach, is it?
Pufish. Well, that's it for the episode.
Oh, that's delicious. Can I have those for my golf lolly bag?
Yeah, you have perfect. Them. You have them. Give them to Rebecca.
It's weird that they're called apples, though.
Does Rebecca share your lollies? Rebecca's Kitty's golf partner. Does she share your lollies or not?
Yeah, oh yeah, she has some.
Good.
All right. When I open up the golf lolly box, she always partakes in a red frog.
Yeah, great. And you played with, hang on, does Pang have them or Glenn?
No, but Pang certainly got into my... Basically, every time he turned around, I was eating something else from a golf bag. It's like I've got a whole tuck shop in there. But he joined in. I had sandwiches. I gave him some biscuits with Biscoff on it. I introduced him to Biscoff spread.
Yeah.
Gave him some lollies. Introduced him to the Walker's licorice toffee. I had some of those in my bag.
How long did
some red frogs. There's 18 holes.
8 hours, is it?
Well, it's 4 hours.
Oh, is it 4 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
I need a lot of snacks. But every time he turned around, he went, oh, my God, are you having another sandwich? It's like, mate, yeah, I am. It's a long walk.
Come on. Well, that has been the episode. And next week, there's more blind tests.
More blind tests. And we're going to do some, we're going to do a bit of a downtown to vomit town, we think.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of stuff sent to us.
We predict that it's going to be vomitous. It might surprise us.
Yeah.
But I doubt it.
Goodbye.